Joining me from the Mexico High School, he is the assistant principal, Dave Cochran. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning to you too, sir.
Glad to have you in here. You know, the Alice Cooper song, School's Out for Summer, it's really not, because summer school is going to be coming up.
I feel that.
Right. I believe you are in charge of the summer school.
Correct.
So give us some details a little bit about that. When does it start, and kind of a little bit about summer school this year?
This year it runs from June 3rd to June 28th. Just like last year, June 19th is a federal holiday, so we'll not have school that day. I would say the only we haven't changed much in 4 years now of doing it this way, but the three main differences I've noticed from traditional school is our attendance policy. There are 19 days of summer school. If you do the math, that equals out to like one day is almost three normal days of school. As a result, students can't miss more than 2 days of summer school. we don't do excused, unexcused. You get those 2 days, however you'd like to use them. But on that third day, we have to unenroll you. In terms of lunch, that's another big difference. We actually have an open lunch policy during summer school. Students are allowed to leave campus if they have a vehicle and go. Also, I wanted to add, and I forget to say this every year, our lunch is open to any student, even if they're not enrolled in summer school. So if there's somebody in the community, kids hungry, wants to come by, and that runs from, I'm actually on my notes here, I'm embarrassed, 11:15 to 11:45, if any kid not enrolled in summer school wants some food, swing by the high school. And the other big difference is probably discipline. We don't do, like, you know, the stuff you always hear about detention. Summer school is a privilege, so we do all we can to coach a kid up and give an opportunity to get better. And if not, we ask them to start their summer a little earlier. You know, no hard feelings. But I feel like the program's been pretty successful the last couple of years. We usually end up with about 300 kids, and we actually managed to add some more staff this year. So I think our class sizes are going to be significantly lower, especially for some of our health and personal finance classes. So I think we've tried to address like the classes that the kids have been asking for. So I feel pretty good. Class sizes should be lower than usual, and hopefully that makes everyone happier. So.
Very, very nice. Some of the benefits for those students who will attend summer school. I've got an eighth grader who's getting ready to go into the high school. A good opportunity for him to kind of get to know the high school, but
absolutely,
there are some other benefits too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think for what you mentioned with the eighth graders is getting to know at least a couple of the staff members. Mr. Fernandez, the other assistant principal, will be there with me, so they'll get to know their admins. And you and I may understand the layout of the high school, but it's a bit of an old building. So for somebody who's not familiar with it, I think just getting used to, that stairs only goes up to 3 North, or that stairs, it's a weird old building, so I think that helps. And also, traditionally, it's a really positive experience, and they get to make some friends. And a lot of the classes, I feel like the teachers do a really good job of. There's a lot of content, but you're looking at like 3 hours. So take PE. There's so many cool things they do in PE. 1 week they're going to go learn how to golf. 1 week they're going to learn how to play tennis. And that's stuff that we just don't have the time and resources normally during the year to take 200 kids out to a park. So I think it's a really good, also for kids that want to try to graduate early. That's what a lot of kids use it for. And sometimes kids just want to get a head start. I mean, I don't know about you, but maybe some kids didn't like PE and they'd rather knock it out in a smaller setting. So to me, it's a good experience. It's just, it's June and I understand, you know, people like to travel. So
yeah, no doubt about it. Now, for people who want to get registered for this, sure, is there a registration deadline? When's the kind of the cutoff, if you will?
Hopefully the people that do the behind-the-scenes stuff don't get mad when I say this. There is, but you can still register. If they go online to our website at mexicoschools.net, there's a whole tab that just says summer school. It's a really easy Google form. If you need more specific help, reach out to me. Once again, I'm David Cochran. I'm at the high school. Just call up there anytime, ask for me, and I'll help you out. We're actually going to have a counselor on staff this time, too. So I think we'll be able to basically, I think, up to the first day, be able to take anybody who wants to register. I really feel like we're fully staffed this summer. I know I keep saying that, but I think we, having an on-site counselor, having extra teachers, having extra support, I think this could go pretty well. Hopefully. That's the plan, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to wish you another successful summer school. Your school's out right now. A pretty good school year?
It was, actually. I would like to say, totally off topic, I want to brag about the class of 2024. None of them are listening. It's too early, I know.
Right.
But if any of them are, out of all the years I've done this, the way they handled the last week of school, the way they handled graduation, those are some of the best speeches I've heard. I think they were very mature. And I'm the curmudgeon who's always like, rah, but I can't say enough good things about them. I thought the student section and all of our sports run by them was great. I thought the student council was great. I thought our pep assemblies were great. And I'm that stuff's not built for me, but I want to say that I thought the class of 2024, I am incredibly proud of them, and I will miss them, and I wish there was some way I could make them like legends. And with our younger classes, like, this is how you conduct yourself. Some of them are like, what's wrong with Mr. Cochran? But I mean that. I was unbelievably impressed with them this year, from the way they advocated for other students, the way they advocated for school change. I'm going to miss them. Yeah, and I usually don't say that, to be honest. I'm generally going to miss them. And I wish them the best.
Shout out to those guys for sure. I want to say thank you for coming in this morning. Yeah. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon, hopefully.